I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 7 million people face the prospect of famine in East Africa, leading to a humanitarian disaster. Compassion International's Bob Thorpe says it's hit their programs hard. Child sponsorships are needed to avoid more problems. They're working with the local church, which helps the church reach out with relief and evangelism.
We can provide the resources so that they can address the crisis that's around them every day. And if you can address somebody's most urgent felt need, and then share the gospel with them. It's a great way to enhance God's kingdom and also grow your church.
Next, a report from the United Nations says that the number of kidnappings in Haiti have fallen as the political tensions have relaxed. Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder says even with that news, they've decided not to take a group this year to Haiti. It's a safety issue not only for them, but also for their staff associated with the team. Still, he says the gospel takes hold with or without the summer teams at the camps. They're still seeing people come to the Lord. And Audio Scripture Ministries is celebrating a grant that will allow them to buy the Mithra Player manufacturing plant in India. The player is distributed with the appropriate scripture through World Cassette Outreach of India. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer says their timeline has gone from months to weeks.
We were able to contact our partners in India, and the manufacturing of the next group of 5,000 Mithra Players has now begun. And a Christian couple stepped up and offered to match another $20,000.
Dudenhofer says distribution could begin within the next few weeks. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have the all-new Mission Network News daily email update sent to you absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.